Talk about an early election in British Columbia has continued, even if there are no clear signals from the incumbent government that a vote looms. Earlier this month, research company and Glacier Media found out that more than half of the province's residents, 53%, think it is likely that we will choose members of the Legislative Assembly in 2023. This includes majorities of respondents who voted for the BC Liberal Party, 61%, and the BC New Democratic Party, NDP, 52%, in the 2020 democratic process. If a provincial election indeed happens this year, 28% of British Columbians expect a BC NDP majority, while slightly fewer, 25%, predict a minority. Fewer British Columbians believe the BC Liberals or BC United, if the name change is implemented before the ballot takes place, will form the government with a minority, 17%, or a majority, 9%. The BC Liberals have experienced a rekindling with the base in their traditional stronghold of southern BC, and the approval rating for party leader Kevin Falcon increased from 36% in October to 44% this month. British Columbians who voted for the BC Liberals expect their party to be able to form the government if an election happens in 2023, either with a minority, 37%, or a majority, 21%. The BC NDP also had a good start of 2023, with Premier David Eby's approval rating reaching 59%, and high support for specific plans related to housing. BC NDP voters are confident in a new victory, with 49% predicting a new majority mandate and 33% thinking Eby will remain Premier with a minority. We may never see the BC Liberal brand on our ballots again. Across the province, 36% of British Columbians say they like the name BC United. The proposed party name is clearly popular for respondents who voted for the BC Liberals in 2020, 62%. Majorities of British Columbians who supported the BC NDP or the BC Green Party dislike the new name, 62% and 58%, respectively. The success of political rebrands depends on how quickly bad memories can be set aside. With this in mind, we asked British Columbians about the leaders that the three main parties have had in this century. Gordon Campbell, who led the BC Liberals from 1993 to 2011 and spent more than a decade as Premier of the province, is a polarizing figure. While 41% of British Columbians have favorable views on Campbell, 40% regard him unfavorably. Christy Clark, who served as Premier from 2011 to 2017, garners a higher proportion of unfavorable opinions than Campbell, 47%, while 39% hold favorable views. The gender gap that was present throughout most of Clark's tenure remains in place after her retirement from public life. Unfavorable views reach 50% among women and 44% among men. Rich Coleman, caretaker in 2017 and 2018, is viewed favorably by just 22% of British Columbians. The proportions are slightly higher for Andrew Wilkinson, who commanded the BC Liberals from 2018 to 2020, 24%, and Shirley Bond, interim leader from 2020 to 2022, 27%. Some former leaders of the BC NDP are viewed more favorably. 2 in 5 British Columbians, 40%, hold favorable views on Ujjal Dosanjh, who briefly served as Premier in 2000 and 2001. Carol James, who led the party in the elections of 2005 and 2009, also garners a 40% favorability rating. Joy McPhail, who commanded the BC NDP from 2001 to 2003, is regarded favorably by 31% of British Columbians. Adrian Dix, leader from 2011 to 2014 and current health minister, reaches 46%. All of these numbers are lower than the 64% posted by John Horgan, who served as Premier from 2014 to 2022. The BC Greens have had 2 leaders who fared better than the rest. More than a third of British Columbians, 36%, have a favorable opinion of Andrew Weaver, leader from 2015 to 2020, and slightly fewer, 32%, feel the same way about Adrian Carr, who served from 2000 to 2006. The proportions are lower for interim leader from 2013 to 2015 Adam Olson, 23%, and full-time leader from 2007 to 2013 Jane Stirk, 18%. A look at the perceptions of British Columbians on past political leaders provides valuable intelligence on the current state of affairs. While the three current leaders, Eby, Falcon and Furstenau, have an approval rating that is higher than the favorability rating of most of their predecessors, their challenges differ. Furstenau will have to assemble a party that is competitive outside of Vancouver Island. Eby follows a premier who maintains a favorability rating of 57% among 2020 BC Liberal voters. This cross-party appeal was a key reason for Horgan's massive victory in 2020. He also faced Wilkinson, whose numbers are closer to Coleman than to Clark or Campbell. This survey defines a key task for Falcon: how to establish a credible government in waiting, without eliciting any remembrance of past leaders. Given the dismal view that many residents hold about former BC Liberal figures, the name change cannot come soon enough. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted Feb 4-6, 2023 among 800 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.